Transcribed.
Inheritance.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the American Legion, presents a story out of that great composite of visions, struggles, and victories of the American past, our inheritance. Yes, we Americans are heirs to a vast fortune, a fortune compounded of many things. Of hardy men forging tools to conquer a primitive wilderness. Colonists building churches to worship as they wished. And the voice of a great bell proclaiming liberty. And Daniel Boone leading settlers through the wilderness to Kentucky. Let us now go back to a significant period in American history, one which we all share in our inheritance. The Revolutionary War has brought us many heroes. Our books are filled with a roster of names whose very sounds tell us of courage, of bravery, and of fortitude in the face of danger. Each name recalls the story of a particular deed, and each name has a place in our inheritance. To that imposing roll of honor, we now add another name. For valor, for brave deeds performed, for contributions unique, we give you the Gingerbread Man. The time, spring. The place, Pennsylvania. The year, 1776. The man, German-born Christopher Ludwig.
You can't go in there.
I know. Every time you see me, first I can't go in there, then they are here, and then I tell you who I am, and then I go in.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't recognize
you. Don't cop. Well, next time recognize. Then you don't have to be sorry. General Washington is in?
He's in, yes, but he's in conference.
He is always in conference.
I'll ask him if
you
can...
You stay here and ask nothing. You ask, he says yes. You come back, you tell me. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. A waste of time. You stay here and watch out the British. Don't steal your rifle. Soldiers. Army's crazy. They are all crazy.
And Jackson in charge of the 5th Regiment. He knows the men. Comes from the same colony. And he... Who are you? Ludwig.
General Washington, sir.
Well, I guess you can take it from here, Colonel.
Right, sir. About those rifles for the 3rd Battalion,
sir. We'll talk about that later. You may go, Colonel.
As you wish, sir. If you need me, I'll be with the 5th Regiment.
Oh. Hello, Ludwig.
Hello, Colonel.
Well, my friend Ludwig, what's bothering you today?
Everything. That stupid guard outside.
How's your wife?
Fine. Fine. And how is your army?
My army?
You are a good general. A very good general. Everybody agrees on that, even my wife. But... Even a good general can forget things.
And what have I forgotten, Ludwig?
The stomach.
Stomach?
The stomach. To be exact, you have forgotten 17,000 stomachs. Here. Go ahead. Pick it up. What it is?
It looks like a piece of bread.
Aha. See, not it is a piece of bread, but it looks like a piece of bread. You can't even recognize it.
What's the point?
I am a baker, yes. I am a good baker, yes. Everybody in Philadelphia buys my bread and cakes. There is nothing about bread I do not know. But even I did not recognize that lump as bread.
Where did you get this from?
Right here, in this camp. This is what they give to your soldiers.
Well, now, Ludwig, baking bread for an army is a little different from baking a few loaves in a store.
Why, it should be different? One loaf or 100, the baking is the same. No. What makes the difference is the baker. There are good bakers and there are bad bakers, and you have a bad baker. And generally, that is not only wrong, it is dangerous. A full stomach means a happy soldier. Never forget a soldier's stomach. Continue to give your men bread like this, and we could lose the war.
This is pretty awful bread, isn't it? Ludwig, everything you say is true, but bakers do not grow on trees.
What's the matter? I am not good enough for the job?
You? But you have a prosperous business in Philadelphia.
And how long will my prosperous business last if we lose the war? General, you must put me in charge of the baking. Let me pick my men. Let me train them. Let me organize them. And I guarantee you bread for which your hat you take off. I get a job?
Get it? Ludwig, you've had it for the last 5 minutes.
Hut, ho, hey, ha! Hut, ho, hey, ha! Company, hut!
All right, men, take 10 minutes.
Hey, Sergeant.
What's the matter now, Osborne?
Sergeant, think you can march us around a different part of the camp for a while? It gets a little dull just tramping through the same old mud holes.
Well, now, suppose I fix up a little 10-mile hike so you can go sightseeing.
Just forget it, Sergeant. Just forget it. Hey, what's that smell?
Smell? Smells like bread, and then again, it don't smell like bread. It smells sort of sweet, don't it?
Yeah, now you mention it. Smells more like cake.
Cake? Dang if it don't. You stay here, Osborne. I'm going over to investigate.
Wood! Get more wood! Can you bait without fire? Must I do everything myself?
Hello, Mr. Ludwig.
Don't get in my way, Sergeant. And don't get so close to the oven.
Mr. Ludwig, the men and I, we couldn't help smelling, and we were wondering...
You'll find out tonight. Now go away.
Is it some sort of new bread you're making?
Yeah. You're curious, huh? You like Christopher Ludwig's bread, huh?
Oh, I don't reckon there's anybody who don't, sir.
Better than what you had before, huh?
Oh, no comparison. No comparison.
Smart boy. Come here, I show you something. A surprise. Careful, it's still hot. You know what that is?
No, sir.
Well, what does it look like?
Like bread, in the shape of a man.
Bread in the shape of a man? Dumb copy. This is gingerbread. A gingerbread man.
A gingerbread man?
Today is December 6th, right?
Yes, sir.
So there.
I don't follow you, sir.
December 6th is St. Nicholas Day. In the old country, St. Nick goes to all the houses, and if the children have been bad, he spanks them. If they have been good, he gives them presents. Gingerbread men. So today I play St. Nick. Taste it. Good, huh?
Very good.
Yeah, well, now go. Another word to anybody. Otherwise, no gingerbread man for you.
Halt, you can't go in there.
I can't go where? Huh? Where? 6 months in camp and still you don't recognize me.
I'm sorry, sir.
Dummkopf.
Come in, Ludwig. Come in. And how's the gingerbread man today?
General, I do not think that is funny.
That's what the men have named you, and you're stuck with it. And it fits so well. You've been baking so much, you're beginning to look like a gingerbread man.
All right, sir. When you are finished making jokes, let me know and I'll come back.
All right. Now, what's bothering you, Ludwig?
General, I want your permission to be a spy.
You? A spy?
Maybe something is ridiculous about that?
But Ludwig, honestly, that accent of yours...
My accent is very slight. My wife has an accent, but if I am careful, you can't notice anything. General, I want to go to Staten Island.
I see. The whole English army is encamped on Staten Island. And that's where you want to go.
Yes, sir.
I think you'll serve our cause to better advantage if you continue to bake gingerbread men.
Always I must give details. All right, sir. It is not only the English who are on Staten Island. There are also a few thousand Hessian troops in English pay. I go to Staten Island, I talk to them in German, and I convince them to desert the English and join us.
Now, Ludwig, really.
You don't think I could do that, huh?
Oh, I admit you're a very convincing talker, Ludwig, but this... Why, this is so...
Do I go with your permission, General, or without it?
Nah, Ludwig, come. Let's be reasonable about this.
There is nothing unreasonable in my idea. I dress up as an American desert. At Staten Island, I make believe I can't speak English. I get assigned to the Hessian regiment, and then I talk. I talk here, I talk there. And you'll see in 1 week, all the Hessians will be fighting on our side.
Now, Ludwig, for the last time...
This is better, sir, than if we win a battle. If the Hessians desert with me, then our army increases and the English army decreases. Not a bullet is fired. Not one life is lost. What is wrong with that, huh?
Nothing, except that the first life to be lost will be yours. If only one man informs on you, they'll hang you so fast.
Yeah, but first they got to catch me. Well, General? Yes or not?
Ludwig, one of these days...
Thank you, General. I knew you would not refuse.
Hey, Sergeant.
What's the matter now, Osborne? Got complaints about the food, I suppose?
No, the food's all right.
Then what's bothering you?
It's the bread, Sergeant. It's not like it used to be.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. Except I wouldn't even feed it to the squirrels.
What's the matter? You spoiled or something? Osborne, you never had it so good.
When is the gingerbread man coming back?
I don't know, but I'll ask the general the next time I see him.
Oh, much obliged, Sergeant.
In the meantime, Osborne, if I were you, I'd keep my fingers crossed, because from what I heard about where the gingerbread man went, he may never come back.
And cabbages? Ah, my friend, with mine own eyes I have seen it. Cabbages so big that two alone fill a bushel basket.
Two?
Two. In a good season, maybe one. And turnips? Ah, as big as your arm, never have you seen anything like it. It is Schlaraffenland come true. On the grass. No such grass anywhere else in the world. Is it any wonder cows give 10 quarts of milk a day each?
10 quarts?
Ah, I tell you, Pennsylvania is heaven. There is not a man, woman, or child who does not eat good beef, drink out of silver cups, and who is not prosperous. And land? So much you cannot believe it. Drop all the kingdoms of Germany into Pennsylvania, and you never find it again. And all that land is waiting to be worked.
Well, I don't know. What you say sounds good.
Listen to him. Sounds good, he says. Not sound good, my friend. It is good. Now listen. You are fighting for the English because they bought you from your prince, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they pay good, too.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. You have no sense of value. Do you know what you are? Cannon fodder. No, don't make a face. That's all you are, cannon fodder. They pay you a few pfennigs a day, then ping, one bullet, that's the end of you. And if you live through it, what then? Another army somewhere else and the same thing all over again.
Yeah, Fritz, he is right. He has a point there.
Yeah, but if you desert the English now and fight for us, comes the end of the war and no more fighting. You get land in Pennsylvania, and then you can stand on your own feet and look anybody in the face and call yourself a free man. Think it over. Think it over carefully. Then you see if I am not right. Sentries and you are clear. If you get separated, meet at Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand.
I tell the others myself. Good luck, Johann.
Oh, aren't you coming with us?
No, not yet. In 1 week, I've not talked to enough men.
Be careful. If they catch you...
Whoever catches me, I convince him to come with us also. Oh, when you get through, ask them to take you to General Washington.
The general?
Give him this message. Tell him not to worry about the gingerbread man. Yeah, he will understand.
And he said, sir, that I should tell Herr General not to worry about the gingerbread man.
Yes, that's Ludwig, all right.
Soldier, how many Hessians deserted with you?
There are 20 in my group, sir.
All right. The sergeant will show you where to go.
Herr General Washington, sir.
Yes?
What Ludwig told us about fighting for you, sir, and then getting land in Pennsylvania, is that true, sir?
Fight for us, and land will be yours.
Then we'll fight, sir. We'll fight hard, sir.
Well, Colonel, what do you think now?
General, if I weren't seeing it with my own eyes...
I know just how you feel, Colonel.
20 more. That makes 352 deserters so far. I don't know what the gingerbread man said to convince them, but it must have been good.
Oh, you can't go in
don't
there.
Get out of my way before I knock you down.
Colonel, I think our gingerbread man has returned.
General Washington, how many times must I protest to you about that stupid man in front of your tent who always
Welcome
says...
back, Ludwig.
Thank you. Didn't I tell you it would work? Maybe the next time you'll listen to me, General.
Let's make a note of that, Colonel.
Yes, sir. Ludwig.
Yes, Colonel?
Just exactly what did you tell those men?
I told them the truth.
That's all? Just the truth?
What more did I have to tell them? When it comes to America, Colonel, the truth alone carries enough conviction.
You're quite right, Ludwig. It's convincing us, isn't it?
I bet the bread was terrible since I left, huh?
Oh, it hasn't been too bad.
The men missed me?
We're all glad to see you back.
Did they get any pumpernickel?
No. I'm afraid there wasn't any pumpernickel.
Just like I thought. I go away and everything falls apart. Well, now I am back on tomorrow pumpernickel.
Ludwig, since the war isn't over yet, as a personal favor to me... Please, no more ideas. Pumpernickel's important, too.
What can I do, General? When I get ideas, I get ideas. The future, I cannot predict. What will be, will be.
Under those conditions, we better get this war over with as quickly as possible.
I'll make a note of that, General.
Sergeant, what was the name of this place?
I told you, Osborne. Trenton.
Oh. We fought us quite a battle, didn't we?
It was sure a pleasure to see the Redcoats on the run. If you ask me, I think the war's practically over.
None too soon for me. I hope the farm's still all right. Sergeant?
What now?
Think the gingerbread man is still in charge of our camp kitchens?
What's the matter? Miss the bread?
Didn't you, Sergeant?
Just don't build up your hopes, Osborne. It's my guess there won't be much bread. We got ourselves a pack of prisoners. They gotta be fed, too. Nah, it's my guess that rations are gonna be mighty small. Mighty small indeed.
Happy about the battle, but all those prisoners to feed. General, that's 1,500 men.
Ludwig, we'll just have to do the best we can.
General, I was thinking...
Oh, Ludwig, what now?
General, please, this idea you will not object to. 1,000 of the men captured are Hessians, right?
Go on.
Well, we have to feed them until the end of the war, then we ship them back to Europe. Now, to me, that is foolish. I bet in a few weeks they come right back to America to settle as citizens.
Perhaps that's true, but I don't see...
Why not make it easier for them and for us? Give me permission to take them to Philadelphia. One group today, another group tomorrow. Let me show them how an American lives. And then we tell them, all right, do you want to go back and fight more wars to make your prince richer or until you are killed? Or do you want to stay here and help us build a country? If they say, we stay, good. We release them. Let them work on the farms or in the towns, and so they will feed themselves, and we begin to grow as a country. Well?
You know, Ludwig, that's not a bad idea. Try it.
A nice city, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
Smell that air. Good air for raising a family.
Yeah.
Children grow up big and healthy. And not just one church. Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever you are, you can go to your own church. You're free to worship what you like, free to believe what you wish.
And this is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia. Do you know what else they call this city?
No, sir.
The city of brotherly love. And that is not just a name. That is a fact. Do we have that in Europe, huh? Do we? Look over there at the watchmaker. You see that name? Karl Mayer. German like we are. But now an American like I am. Like you can be, too. That gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
Yeah. It gives you something to think about.
And then Herr Ludwig took us all through Philadelphia. And, well, it was even better than I told you.
Don't you say this Herr...
Ludwig.
Yeah, who Ludwig? You say he's a German?
He was a German. He's now an American. He has been here since 1753. Once he was a soldier like you and me, Peter. But he settled in Philadelphia, opened a bakery, and now he is a prosperous merchant.
Ach, yeah. That's the life. If I thought I could...
What is it?
I was thinking. If there are so many Germans in Philadelphia, maybe it would be a good idea to open a Bierstube.
Do you know anything about running a tavern?
Of course. That's my father's business back in Munich.
Peter, listen. I've spoken to Ewald, to Hans, to Ernst. 17 of my friends I've spoken to already, and they are all deserting with me. Do you know what that means, Peter? Peter, those are already 17 customers for your tavern.
Ach, yeah. That settles it. All right. I'm coming with you.
Hey, Sergeant.
You're supposed to be at attention and quiet.
But the one on the white horse... That's Washington, isn't it?
That's him.
First time I ever sat a horse, I fell off.
Oh, shut up.
Sergeant, who's the one on the other horse?
Cornwallis.
Who?
Shut up.
Okay, okay.
Company, attention! Business!
Osborne.
Yes?
Do you know what this was all about?
Well, no, not exactly.
And let me tell you, farm boy, you just saw the English army under Cornwallis surrender to us. Now, you understand?
Well, everybody knows the war's over.
So?
Well, so why this parade and everything? I've got a stiff back.
This is history. Besides, it's always done like this.
Well, if you ask me...
At attention, Osborne. Quick, here comes the general.
Well, Ludwig, just one more job and then back to Philadelphia. Back to your wife. Back to the bakery.
One more job?
A big one. We've got to feed the English army. And we need 6,000 loaves of bread.
6,000?
Can you handle it?
6,000 loaves. General, I've got an idea.
Ludwig.
If I disguise myself as an English soldier and convince them to stay here like I did the Hessians...
Ludwig, you're a man of many capabilities, but I don't think that anybody will ever mistake you for an Englishman.
And so Christopher Ludwig, who was commissioned by General Washington as the Baker General, United States Army, baked his last 6,000 loaves of bread, and then, knowing that his work was done, returned to his bakery and to the obscurity from which he came. We may have forgotten the gingerbread man, but we can never forget the inheritance he left for us. Ludwig was right. Food and morale go hand in hand. And the American Army today is the best fed in the world. You have been listening to Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. We are privileged this evening to hear from the past National Commander of the American Legion, Mr. Paul H. Griffith of Washington, D.C.
The broad national public service programs of the American Legion, such as child welfare and rehabilitation, are well known to the people of the United States, and rightfully so. Public service activities, which is less known, however, is initiated and carried on at the post level in towns and cities throughout the country. There are over 17,000 posts in the country, and many times the community service activities of these groups are quite unusual. I should like to cite a specific example of this type of activity. Not long ago in New York City, a 14-year-old girl was brutally murdered. This was the second fearsome occurrence in an East Side New York neighborhood within a period of weeks, and with the murderer still at large, the residents of that area remained paralyzed with fear, despite the fact that the New York City Police Department detailed extra men for their protection. Mothers were hesitant to allow their children to go out into the streets, and there were incidents of working women who were reluctant to leave their homes to go to their usual places of employment. At this time, the Colonel Francis Vigo Post, number 1093 of the American Legion, organized a voluntary vigil, and its members kept an around-the-clock standby patrol to augment and assist the police department. The spirit of public responsibility and usefulness on the part of these New York Legionnaires has its counterpart in posts throughout the world. Examples are far too numerous to recount of post activities in fundraising for hospitals, schools for retarded children, and summer vacation plans for the underprivileged. Civil defense work and highway safety programs are sponsored by hundreds of individual posts. These worthy activities in the fields of community service are a demonstration of the American way. They are a living proof of the spirit of service and cooperation, which is our inheritance.
Thank you, Mr. Paul H. Griffith. Next week, Inheritance will take you on another journey through the pages of history to a time when Americans, dreaming of the future, forged that which we possess today. Today's story, The Gingerbread Man, was written by Guy DeVry and featured Parley Bear as Christopher Ludwig and Paul Cavanaugh as General George Washington. Included in the cast, in order of their appearance, were Paul Dubarve, Dennis Patrick, Charles Smith, Shep Mankin, Robert Emlin, and Kirk Martell. The original music was composed and conducted by Robert Armbruster. Inheritance is produced and directed for the National Broadcasting Company and the American Legion by Albert McCleary. This is John Lang speaking.
The preceding program was transcribed earlier. Tonight, Senator H. Alexander Smith will meet the press tonight on most NBC radio stations.